And now this is a dictation for Judy Knapp, K-N-A-P-P, October 22nd, 47. Address as a letter to Dr. Mautsatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Mautsatson, follow-up for Judy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit, August, no hospital visit, episodes of low glucose symptomatic, did not go to the emergency room, presently no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or changes in urination, she's hard of hearing, denied chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, has seen cardiology, Dr. Kreposhman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. She discontinued glipizide because of the low glucose, taking a lower dose, 70-30, 45 units in the morning, 35 at night. Oncoric, HCTC, lisinopril. Blood pressure today by nurse, 123-65. She's alert, oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, hard of hearing, normal speech, lungs are clear, prior mid-sternal surgery, frequent premature beats, no ascites, obesity of the abdomen, no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from August, needs to be updated. Anemia 12.8, normal electrolyte, acid base, GFR 32, stage 3B, a normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, appears stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis, anemia has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders or bicarbonate. Present potassium, nutrition, water balance is normal, tolerating ACE inhibitors among other blood pressure medicines. Agree with her changes on medications to minimize episodes of hypoglycemia. No evidence for kidney obstruction or urinary retention. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.